Live. Live. Hip, two, three, four. Hip, two, three, four. Lift. Hip. We're the team at EFR.
We're the team at EFR.
Make the most of what we are.
Make the most of what we are.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
To His glory we now sing.
To His glory we now sing.
Hip, hip, two, three, four, hip.
All right, you soldiers of Yahweh, this is your wake-up call. I'm Pastor Steve. This is Wake Up Call, and this show is for Thursday, the 17th of August, 2017. And the title of this sermon is White Skin Is Not Enough. I am sure, with recent events, that this is going to anger a bunch of people. And at this point in time, from what I have seen, I really just don't care. I'm sorry. I did an op-ed piece, and it was published. It was called Fighting Smart. It's not a show, so you can't listen to it. It's on the Assembly of Christian Israelites website, and it's on my website under my posts. And I gave some advice from past experience in the early days of Christian identity and the right wing and the white rights thing that I had gone through. Been there, done that, and I said don't repeat past mistakes. Pardon me. I'd like for you to turn with me to the book of Numbers, chapter 14, please. Now, chapter 14 is preceded with the news when they sent the spies over to look over the promised land. And they brought back a bad report, all except Caleb and Yahshua. And they were all upset over the news that there was sons of Anak of the Nephilim and all of this stuff. And they were whining and crying. So let's get started in verse 14. Or chapter 14, pardon me, verse 1. And rose up all the congregation and gave voice and wept the people that night. And grumbled against Moshe and against Aharon, all the children of Israel, and said to them, the whole congregation, oh, that we had died in the land of Mitzrayim, or in the wilderness, oh, that we had died. And why has Yahweh brought us into this land to fall by the sword, that our wives and children should be a prey? Would it not be better for us to return to Mitzrayim? And they said as one man to his kinsmen, let us make a leader and let us return to Mitzrayim. Well, that's 1 through 4. And Yahshua stood up. Moses and Aaron were just dismayed, and they fell on their faces before the congregation. But Yahshua stood up and said to all the children of Israel, in verse 7, the land that we passed through and searched out is an exceedingly good land. If delights in us Yahweh, He will bring us into this land and give it to us, a land which flows with milk and honey. Verse 9, only do not rebel against Yahweh, neither fear you the people of the land, for they are bread for us. Their protection has departed from them, and Yahweh is with us. Fear them not. Yahweh is with us. Verse 10, but said all the congregation, stone them with stones, and the glory of Yahweh appeared in the tent of meeting before all the children of Israel. Verse 11, and said Yahweh to Moshe, how long will this people reject me? And how long will it be until they believe me for all the signs which I have shown them? I will smite them with the pestilence and disinherit them, and will make of you a nation greater and mightier than them. Verse 13, and said Moshe to Yahweh, then shall hear the Mitzrayim, because you brought up this people in your might from among them. And they will tell it to the inhabitants of the land, for they have heard that you, Yahweh, are among this people, that you, Yahweh, are seen face to face, and your cloud stands over them, and you go before them by day in a pillar of cloud, and in a pillar of fire by night. Now if you shall kill this people as one man, then the nations which have heard the fame of you will speak, saying, because Yahweh was not able to bring this people into the land which he swore to them, therefore he has slaughtered them in the wilderness. Well, that got to Yahweh. But he condemned those people. To wandering in the wilderness for 40 years until that whole generation died. Because they grumbled against Yahweh. Well, let's go over to verse 37. Chapter 14. Those men that brought a bad report upon the land died by the plague before Yahweh. But Yahshua son of Nun and Caleb son of Jephunneh, of the men that went to search the land, lived, because they had faith in Yahweh. And Moshe, see, this is a recounting of what happened in Numbers. To the new Israelites, this is the second generation. All those people had died. These were the children. And Moshe told these sayings to all the children of Israel, and the people mourned greatly. And they rose up early in the morning to go up to the top of the mountain, saying, lo, we will go up to the place of which Yahweh has spoken, for we have sinned. Well, it was too late. They should have gone, they should have just followed and gone. And Moshe said, why do you now transgress the word of Yahweh? But it shall not succeed. Do you hear that? It shall not succeed. Verse 42. Do not go up, because Yahweh is not among you, that you not be smitten by your hated enemies. Because the Amaleki and Kanani are there before you, and you shall fall by the sword, because you have turned away from following Yahweh. Therefore, Yahweh will not be with you. Verse 44, but they presumed, number 6075, to go up to the hilltop. Nevertheless, the Ark of the Covenant of Yahweh and Moshe did not leave from the midst of the camp. Then the Amaleki came down, and the Kanani which lived upon that mountain, and smote them and battered them unto Kormah. Thus saith the word. All right, brothers and sisters, now we're going to get into it, and I'm going to do a little recounting of what I have seen. I watched the live feed, the only one that was actually feeding from our camp, so to speak, was the Big KK. They had hacked all the others. This Unite the Right rally. Now, what did I see? Okay, they had a torchlight parade. That was fun. They chanted the Antifa were smaller in number at that point, and they chanted and they exchanged insults. All touchy-feely, feel-good stuff. Yeah, fags, go home! Whoa, whoa! Okay, that's fine. Okay. Lots of profanity. Both sides. You understand? Both sides profane. It was a peeing contest, unfortunately, back and forth, okay? It looked good, and the media was there, and the media made them look like fools, and even President Trump came out against them. Now, did you think that this shill of the Jews is going to be on your side because he said stuff during the campaign? This is wake-up call, okay? So wake up! President Trump is part of the system, part and parcel, all the way. He is a puppet, and the puppet masters are behind the scenes pulling his strings. So are all the congressmen. So is every judge and prosecutor in this country. Oh, but we have civil rights. Country went into bankruptcy. The lawful government of the United States. Now, that's a limited name. Government of the United States. The receivership corporation is the federal government of the United States, incorporated out of Puerto Rico. That's where their charter is. The Constitution for the United States went into suspension at that point. Let me get a drink of coffee. Because I'm really going to rail on here. We are not under the original Constitution. We're under a corporate Constitution. You don't have those original civil rights because the corporate constitution is subject to change without notice. You are under corporate rule. You are not under the lawful government of the United States. You are under the federal corporation government. Now, Torchlight Parade was the night before. And everybody was all fired up, and there was a bunch of the faggots and the Antifa around a statue. And there were such a massive number of the white boys that they physically ran them off. Okay, and I was, oh man, they were all fired up. And it was impressive. There were lots and lots of torches, and they went on for a long time. And that was fairly well organized. But the next day was a different thing, because the Antifa, the little weasels that they are, went around slashing tires and breaking windows. They found out where the guys were staying at the hotel, and they cut all the car tires. They were all upset about that. Then there was a court injunction that said that they had the right to assemble at this one park. They changed that. They couldn't get their coordinating efforts right. So they didn't come and march en masse where they would have been safer. They trickled in. They funneled them in and made them go all over the place to get to this site. And they broke them up, and everything was disorganized. I saw nothing but disorganization. Okay, the Antifa were screaming and shouting, and they were throwing rocks and bottles, and there were no arrests made. Nope. So much for your rights. And everybody was chanting and shouting and doing the feel-good thing, and they had all the banners, and they were just having a good old time there for a while. And then, in violation of the court order, the cops shut the whole thing down. Well, they violated our rights. You don't have any rights. Haven't you figured out that the cops are the tool of the corporation? The cops are not your friends. They're not there to uphold your rights. You were suckered again. Nobody was allowed to speak. They were not allowed to get on stage. They were subjected to arrest. The cops bullhorned everybody out of the area and attacked isolated groups, maced them, tasered them, and beat them. They got beaten by the police. And you would expect something else from tools of the corporation, the Jew World Order? You would expect different behavior from these thugs with badges? When are you going to get it through your thick heads that the cops are the enemy? The Jews media is the enemy. All the feeds were hacked. I only could watch that big KK. And it was so grainy and horrible. And then this maniac roars down a street and rams a bunch of the people, and then roars backward up out of sight. They got a grainy photograph of the guy. He was a white guy. Don't know which side he was on, but somebody was killed by that. There's a death. None of the alt-right media got out. None of the feeds were viable. So the Jews media had total control of what the public was seeing. And it was all anti-white. All. And you would expect something else? Really? You would expect the truth to be told? Man. In my op-ed piece that I had put on the websites, I said exactly what was going to happen. I told them exactly what they were doing wrong. They were repeating the mistakes of the past. There were some people wearing helmets. I only saw one guy with a face shield that folded down, which prevented being sprayed directly in the face with pepper spray. The rest, a lot of them were bare-chested, bald-headed. And they can go back home and claim victim status, and nobody's going to care. Nobody's going to listen to them because there's such a barrage of anti-news from the Jews media that nobody's going to listen to these people. They're not going to get any press. And the American public is going to be down on them. So what's going to happen in the future when they schedule another one of these things is they're going to be laying a trap for these people. And if you think you got beat up this time, wait till the next one. Very few shields. I saw some shields. I saw some helmets. But only a few. So the Antifa, even though they were smaller, won the public relations battle, which is all that counts to the American people. The white rights activists were made to look like fools. Even though they were in the right, even though they had a permit, even though they had a court injunction, the police ignored it and beat the fire out of them. Canceled our rally, no speeches. No views were put out to be heard. They shut them down. And you would expect something less from these thugs? Well, that finished that coffee. I mean, come on. This is wake up call. Wake up. Description of his insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. We set old guys like me that have been in it all these years and did all this stuff years ago learned the lesson that we try to impart to these younger people, and it's not being listened to. And they continue to act the fool. We are in the tribulation now. It's the forerunner of the big violence that's going to come. The Antifa pulled guns on people. None of the white guys were armed. They busted up their cars. They cut their tires. Threw rocks and bottles and maced them and did all that, and nothing was done to the Antifa because the police are on their side. Haven't you figured that out yet? Evidently not. And the guys are, oh, we won a great victory here today. Did you? You were made to look like fools. That's all that's going to be presented in the mainstream media, which is what most people watch. Now, why is this? Remember the Bible passages I just read to you about presumptiveness? I watched our people, supposedly, do all the chanting, and the Antifa were chanting back, and then they got into fags go home, and the F-bomb was dropped. Lots of profanity, lots and lots and lots on both sides. So what's the difference? They presumed to do this without calling on Yahweh. Indeed, not one sign did I see, like the physical signs that they carried in banners. I didn't see anything proclaiming Yahweh. I didn't hear anybody at that rally calling out the name of Yahweh and praising Him. Didn't see any Christian identity people there at all. Never heard from them. It was all the Stormer people and some of the other, you know, Shield Wall or whatever. I don't worry about that stuff. I don't get involved in it because it doesn't have Yahweh in it. It doesn't have the praise of Yahweh in it. It doesn't have the praise of Yeshua Messiah in it. Therefore, it shall not succeed, as Moshe said, as Yahshua said, the prophet. It won't succeed. If you do it without Yahweh, it is doomed to failure. I'm sorry. Doesn't matter how many of you there are. Doesn't matter how noisy you are, how fired up you are. Whether you have court injunctions, whether you have rights according to what you think when you don't really have the rights, the police are going to ignore you and they're going to beat the crap out of you and you're not going to succeed. And you keep going back for more. This is insanity. It is foolishness. You did not accomplish anything except show your butt to the nation. Oh, you got the joy of yelling at the enemy. Okay. And what did that accomplish when you're screaming profanity? You think decent people are going to listen to a bunch of people that are screaming profanity? Does that represent the white race? Bunch of foul-mouthed white boys? I should hope not. It doesn't represent Yahweh's people. I hate to tell you guys this, but unless you convert and repent and come under the banner of Yahweh, you're going to be numbered among the goats. I don't care whether you're standing up for white rights. White skin isn't enough. That's what this sermon is about. It's Yahweh that counts. You give the glory to Yahweh, not to the white skin. Give glory to the Creator. The Creator, Yahweh, not the creation, the white people. Don't take glory on ourselves. Give the glory to Yahweh. It is going to be His victory, and if you do not do that, you are doomed to failure. Our master and our leader, our true leader, our divine leader, Yeshua the Messiah, has not returned yet. If you follow men, you will follow men into disaster, as the Israelites did when they presumed to go up the mountain without Yahweh with them, and the Amorites and the Canaanites slaughtered them. Well, what are we against today except the Canaanites and the perverts of the minions of the Antichrist Zionist Jews? Who are we against? We're against the same old enemies. Same old, no different, hasn't changed. You are playing into the hands of HaSatan, the adversary. The song that I open up my word for word shows with, Onward Christian Soldiers. going forward into battle with the enemy with the banner of Yahweh. They say the cross of Jesus. Well, it was a stake, and his name is Yeshua, but I like the song. If you don't give him the glory and he doesn't go into battle with you, you will be defeated badly. And in this tribulation, there was one death at this rally because the car crashed, or the guy just rammed a bunch of people and then roared backwards in reverse out of there. Don't know whether they got an ID on the guy or a license plate or whatever. The death toll is going to mount because the Antifa know that they are not touchable by the law. In fact, they are supported by the law, and they will bring weapons and you won't, and it will be a bloodbath, and the cops will support them, and if you defend yourself, you will be arrested. But we're in the right makes no difference. Yahweh's not with you. Being in the right won't help you. Being white won't help you. The courts are against you because they are their courts. Lawyers are officers of the courts. They're not going to go against the status quo. They're not going to be able to help you. The prosecutors are all dedicated to the system. They are vicious, and they're liars, and they will do anything and everything they can to hurt you, and they will get away with it because the system backs them up. This is wake-up call, so wake up. I saw so many mistakes, repeat mistakes. We get guys that, I want to stand up for my white rights. You don't have any white rights. Don't you understand that? Your rights are in suspension. It's a corporation. You don't have any say-so. Nobody's going to listen to you because you're doing it without Yahweh. You are not giving the Father in heaven his glory. You're taking it on yourself presumptively. And your white skin is not enough. Oh, I know, we don't want to hear all that religious claptrap. Okay. It's pretty obvious you're not hearing it. And it's pretty obvious that you're getting your butt kicked. Oh, we had a great victory. Where? It's going to make people aware that there's a bunch of angry white people. And with the behavior that I saw at that rally, the decent white people out there won't want anything to do with you either. You showed your butt to the world with a foul mouth. People don't want to hear that. They look down on people like that. Oh, you had your afternoon of rednecking and yelling at the Antifa. Oh, that was so much fun. But what was the result of your fun? Did you present a positive image to the public? No. You did not. You came off as a bunch of fools. I'm as white as they get, and I'm all for white rights. But I was appalled. I hung my head in shame that I would see my white brethren acting like that. I don't want to associate with people like that. I don't associate with foul-mouthed people. I don't want to hear that. I'm an old biker. I've heard those words all my life, and it offends me. Because I'm one of Yahweh's now. That old man is gone. The new man in Yeshua Messiah doesn't want to hear that nastiness. No one there was proclaiming the glory of Yahweh. Not one sign or banner or speaker. Yeah, we're white. We're right. Yeah, we got the might. Do you? You got the snot beat out of you by the cops. They singled out small groups and attacked them. When are you going to wake up? That does not work. And it's not going to work in increasing frequency. Because the cops one day are going to snap and they're going to shoot you down. Even if you are unarmed, they had an armored vehicle there with a guy popped up pointing a tear gas gun. It was not the National Guard. It said clearly on the front, State Police. They reported it as National Guard. It's not National Guard. It was the state cops. With a guy with a tear gas launcher pointing it at the crowd. That was not a firearm, it was a tear gas launcher. Again, you don't know what you're talking about. You can't even identify the weaponry that's being used against you. You're ignorant people. That doesn't mean stupid, it means ignorant. But the chanting of the profanity, that was stupid, because they focus on that, and it makes you look bad, but you do it anyway. You don't learn by past mistakes, and I'm sick and tired of it. You do not represent the bulk of white people. Yes, there's white anger out there at what's going on. But that was an uncoordinated, ill-timed, ill-conducted rally. It fell apart. You didn't have any real leaders, quote-unquote. It was unorganized. You didn't go en masse. You let them separate you and beat the fire out of you. Now, that's not a victory. I'm sorry, it's not a victory. Oh, we're going to sue. And you think you're going to sue in their courts and win? Well, the ACLU, you think the ACLU's on your side? You don't think they'll backstab you? Wake up! That whole thing was a disaster. Oh no, we won a great victory. No, you did not win a victory, a great one or a little one. You caught the attention. You were a number one story for a while, but in a bad way. You came across looking like the bad guys, just like I warned you over and over. But you don't read the posts on Christian identity sites. You don't identify with Yahweh's chosen people. You don't even know who the real Jews are. That they're Khazars and Edomites. You don't say that out in public. Oh, the Jews, the Jews, the Jews. Identify them. We do here at EFR. We tell you exactly who they are. And we tell you exactly who we are, that we are the Israelites of the Bible, not Jews. The Bible is not a Jewish book. Jesus was not a Jew. He was an Israelite of the tribe of Yehuda, those who praise Yah. He was Yahweh in the flesh. But I didn't hear any Christian comments at that rally, and that's why it was a disaster. if you would have gone en masse with signs glorifying Yahweh, you probably would have succeeded. If you would have had Christian identity speakers to preach, Yahweh would have intervened. But no, you did not, so you failed miserably. We're not going to have any trouble at the Feast of Tabernacles or Passover or any of that stuff because we don't go there rednecking. You don't hear profanity. You don't see drunkenness. It's all about Yahweh and His commands to His chosen people. And He hedges us about with protection. He can control the masses of the enemy. There's nothing that He can't do. Doesn't matter if there's 500 people against us and there's only 20 of us. There'll be a lot more than 20 at this next tabernacle. But we're there in peace. We're not an armed camp. We don't carry signs and banners. We carry Bibles. And we're there to give glory and to be obedient to Yahweh. There's the difference. That's the big difference. Praising the Father. Obeying the Father. There was none of that at this Charlottesville rally. None of it. Nothing to do with Yahweh. Nothing to do with Christianity. No praise, just profanity and childishness. It was just a big na 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 na. Your mama wears combat boots. It was childish. It was schoolyard playground groups. Both sides. Both sides profane. Both sides. No difference. Oh, yeah, but there was, well, maybe there was philosophical difference, but you didn't show it in the behavior. The behavior of both sides was identical. How you came across. How did you come across? You came across as a bunch of foul-mouthed white boys. And decent white people don't want anything to do with that. You hurt yourself. You hurt yourself. The people that count, that would back you, if you were decent, are not going to back you. And indeed, they will oppose you. We don't want that kind of behavior in our town. Even the whites are going to be against you because of how you came across. You came across badly. And that's coming from me, a white rights activist of long standing. Been in it a long time, boys. But yet you don't listen to the elders. You just want to go and redneck. Okay, well, you did. I hope you had fun. And you have damaged us beyond your comprehension. And that is why we distance ourselves from you. I don't want anything to do with a crowd like that. I won't support you. I support the white race. Because we are true Israel. But I support it in the right manner. I give glory to Yahweh, the Creator, not the creation. White skin isn't enough. White skin is not enough. You have to be righteous in what you are doing. And that was not a righteous demonstration. And I'm doing this very, very early on Sunday morning of the 13th, while everything is fresh in my mind. Oh, we'll see more news come out about it. But I watched the live feed of what went on. And I heard every comment, both sides. I watched the cops. And when the order came to turn them loose on you, they went berserk on you. And they're going to do that with increasing violence. They're going to hurt you. Because you don't have the hedge of protection of Yahweh. So what do we do about it? Okay, we've identified the problem. And I'm speaking mainly to a Christian identity audience. I understand that. We cannot have our faith broken by the actions of the people of our own race that act foolishly and presumptively. They presume that because they're white and they're right that they can go do these things. And they don't call upon the name of Yahweh and pray beforehand. And they don't act in a righteous manner. They don't speak in a righteous manner. They do just the opposite. Being white, is your white skin is not enough. It's not going to save you. You're not going to get into the kingdom because you're white. You're going to get into the kingdom because you obey Yahweh and call upon His name and seek to live righteously. You put off that old man and put on the new man in Yeshua Messiah. That gets you into the kingdom. You have to repent and you have to change your lifestyle. And unless you do, you're not going to make it. And I didn't see any of our people at that rally. They didn't photograph any of them. There was no one praying and calling on the name of Yahweh. It was all white skin, white skin, white skin. Okay, white skin. What did it get you to be white? Only if you are one of Yahweh's white people will you get anywhere. Because it's going to get a lot worse in the tribulation. And we're here now. It's here. Tribulation's not coming. It's here. It's in its opening stages. And it's going to get a lot worse quickly. Quickly, quickly, quickly. Because when things finally break down, when Yahweh breaks it down, and He's the only one that's going to be able to do it, when He decides to bring it down, there is going to be absolute anarchy and all bets are off. And if you do not have the hedge of Yahweh's protection around you, you are cooked. That's all I can say to you. Only through Yahweh is going to be any victory at all. Only through Yahweh is any protection going to be afforded to those of His chosen people that choose to obey. Choose to obey. There's that nasty four-letter word, obey. Oh, no, we don't want any restraints. We want to go out and we want to redneck and we want to yell and cuss. And get into fights. Oh, look, the cops beat me up. I'm a hero. Are you? Yeah, I had to go to jail for 90 days. I'm a hero. Yeah, and you lost your job and they repoed your car and you have medical bills that you can't pay because they beat you up. And then you go to the county jail and all the Negroes will beat you up too. You're a hero. Yeah, boy. That's glorious, isn't it? Oh, man. I don't know how to teach our people. I've given good advice, and it's gone unheeded by the masses. There are a dedicated remnant of people that listen. I'm not giving my teachings. That's where people misunderstand. These are not my teachings. I teach the Word, because all the information we need for survival and success and protection are in the Word. It's not my opinions, it's the opinions that are in the Word, because my opinions are worthless. Really? Now, I gave my observations, but my observations are based on the Word. What did I see that went against the Word? Virtually everything. And I'm just a little bit disgusted. I'm sorry. I'll get over it, but I am disgusted and appalled by what I saw and what I heard. The language used. Christian people don't talk that way. But I wasn't watching Christian people, now was I? They were white, but white skin isn't enough. There are going to be lots of white people numbered among the goats. Because they're worshiping the white skin instead of the one that created the white skin. There are going to be a lot of last minute conversions, and people are going to get in by the skin of their teeth. But there are so many that are not going to make it into the kingdom. And I know that a lot of white nationalists are listening to my report on this last rally, and some of them have turned it off, will turn it off. They won't listen. Oh, he didn't know what he's talking about. Just a grouchy old man. I'm telling you what the Word says. And without that Word in your life, you're going to be doomed to failure. Doesn't matter whether you're white. Doesn't matter whether you think you have white rights. And in a normal world, you would have white rights. But now you don't. You don't have white rights. The world is against us right now. And it's going to get worse. And we have to stay with our own. And we have to stay separate. And we cannot go out in the public and rail and scream profanities and expect success. It's not according to Yahweh's grand plan. And anything's grand plan is going to fail miserably. That rally was a failure. It was not a victory. You fell into the trap of the adversary, fell right into his hands, and they're going to edit all the footage and the tiny little bit of alt-right stuff that you've got isn't going to mean a hill of beans, because a vast majority of the public is going to be turned against you. Even the president, who is a shill of the Jews, came out against you. You're done. You're cooked. Wake up. But you won't, I bet. And you're going to follow these so-called leaders of yours into another big trap. And it's going to be even worse, because they're really going to be set up for you now. And it could turn out to be a real bloodbath. Let's wait and see. Myself, I'm going to the Feast of Tabernacles. I'm going to obey Yahweh and as best I can every day and praise Him every day and pray to Him every day to have mercy on Israel and to bring us more of the remnant so we can gather them together. My business is gathering the sheep, not scattering them, under the banner of Yahweh, under the banner of His Word, under the banner of the Redeemer, Yeshua. And our numbers will be small because it's a remnant compared to the masses. And a remnant is defined as a small part of the whole. We're not gonna have 500,000 people out marching on Washington. Not gonna happen. We're not gonna march. We're gonna praise Yahweh and trust in Yahweh and let Him deal with it. Oh, that's cowardly. No, it's not cowardly. We put our lives at risk saying what we say in a reasonable, calm, intelligent presentation. We are marked. And I count that as a proof. They look upon the gathering there, and they have photographed everybody, and they know who you are, and you will be cannon fodder. You will go down to destruction, and we will be protected, and we will go through the tribulation with Yahweh's permission, with His blessing. He will hedge us about. And we will not succeed. He will succeed. That's the whole point. His success, His victory, His glory, we ride along on His coattails as His children. The Father first, Yahweh first. Everything else will fall out as it is designed to. Obedience, obedience, obedience to the commandments of the Father. Recognition that Yeshua is Messiah, that He is the Redeemer of true Israel, and we know who true Israel is. And if you're not teaching that and you're not proclaiming that, you are destined for failure. Be warned. Take it or leave it. Count me as a fool, but I am a fool for Yahweh. The zeal for His house has eaten me up. Well, we're coming down to the end of the show, folks. So I will say Shalom Aleichem. In Hebrew, that means peace be with you, and Hebrew is our language, not the language of the Jews. I do not give the Jews any of my Israelite heritage, and neither should you. Keep the faith and trust in Yahweh. May Yahweh bless and keep you all. Praise Yahweh.
Lift, lift, hip, two, three, four, hip, two, three, four, lift, lift. We're the team at EFR.
We're the team at EFR.
Make the most of what we are.
Make the most of what we are.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
To His glory we now sing.
To His glory we now sing.
Hip, hip, two, three, four, hip.